Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 27th. You'll be interested to know. 73 years ago, today in 1951, the 22nd Amendment, which effectively limited the number of terms a United States president may serve to two, was ratified, marking a significant change in presidential tenure in American political history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, rain and snow is likely, and it feels like 29 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a wintry mix this morning, with rain and snow likely before 7 a.m., then continuing throughout the day. Expect cloudy skies and a high near 50, along with a gentle south breeze. Tonight, we might see a chance of rain before 1 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 35. Plus light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be just before 10:30, with a low tide at 4:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 45 and a west wind. There is a chance of snow Friday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 28. Saturday brings a chance of snow early, then rain and snow, with a high near 52. Saturday night, look for a chance of rain, with a low around 20. Sunday will be sunny, with a high near 31, and nights will be mostly clear, dropping to around 15. Monday stays sunny, with a high near 33. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, warm temperatures are raising safety concerns for walking and skating on frozen ponds and lakes around Boston. Authorities warn that the ice is becoming softer and less secure. At the Cove in Auburndale, outdoor skating has been suspended for the rest of the season due to these conditions. While Turner Pond in Walpole still measures 14 inches of ice, it is melting quickly. One local noted, "You can see the puddles everywhere," highlighting the ice loss. Acting Cambridge Fire Chief Thomas Cahill advises caution, especially on larger bodies of water, where cracks may be hidden beneath slush. Stay safe and avoid unnecessary risks. Now on to sports. The NFL Players Association has released its team report cards for the 2024 season, revealing significant improvements in working conditions across the league. The Los Angeles Chargers, Atlanta Falcons, and Washington Commanders made notable strides, with the Chargers jumping from 30th to 5th place. Overall, NFL teams improved their grades by an average of 3.5 points, reflecting a 41% increase in A grades. NFL Players Association Chief Strategy Officer J.C. Treader praised efforts to enhance player accommodations, highlighting changes made by owners like Josh Harris of the Commanders, who transformed their facilities with small but impactful upgrades. In local sports, last night, the Celtics fell to the Pistons 117-97 at Little Caesars Arena. Malik Beasley led Detroit with 26 points, while Cade Cunningham added 21 points and 11 assists. Jason Tatum contributed 30 points for the Seas, but it wasn't enough, as Boston was out-rebounded 51-32. The Celtics' record now stands at 42-17, while the Pistons improved to 33-26. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the dominant Cleveland Cavaliers at TD Garden. The Bruins, at 27-24-8, look to bounce back against the Islanders at the Garden tomorrow night. David Pastrnak, with 30 goals and 42 assists, leads the Bees, who are favored by 1.5. In top news, Paramount is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies to align with the Trump administration's new mandates. The company announced these changes while seeking Federal Communications Commission approval for its merger with Skydance. In a memo, co-CEOs George Cheeks, Chris McCarthy, and Brian Robbins stated, "Some of our policies must change to comply with these new mandates." Paramount will no longer set aspirational numerical goals related to race, ethnicity, sex, or gender. These changes mirror similar actions at Disney and Amazon amid ongoing legal issues involving Trump and CBS News. In business news, in the world of artificial intelligence, Abu Dhabi's Sheikh Tanoun bin Zayed Al Nahyan, often referred to as the Spy Sheik, is making waves with his substantial wealth, estimated at over $1 trillion. As the United Arab Emirates' national security advisor, he is determined to position his emirate at the forefront of AI development. Recently, he has engaged with prominent figures like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, while establishing the MGX Fund, which will receive over $50 billion for AI initiatives. Despite the risks in the current market, Tanoun's vision aims to transform the UAE into a global AI hub, reshaping its economic future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% to $85,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just over $2,300. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 7% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made significant progress in synthesizing lonsdaleite, the hardest naturally occurring mineral, which is even tougher than diamonds. First identified in 1967 in a meteorite, lonsdaleite requires extreme heat and pressure to form, making it rare on Earth. A recent study published in the journal Nature Materials highlights advancements in producing lonsdaleite with minimal graphite in diamonds. This new method uses high pressure and high temperature while aligning graphite layers, enhancing its unique properties. While not yet at an industrial scale, this breakthrough could lead to insights into exotic materials and their applications. And in entertainment news, Technicolor Group, the French visual effects company known for projects like Dune and Severance, is winding down operations, placing thousands of jobs at risk. After failing to secure new investment, CEO Carolyn Purev cited COVID-19 era setbacks and the 2023 writer's strike as sources of severe cash flow pressures. Technicolor has petitioned the Paris Commercial Court for receivership proceedings, aiming for orderly protection and business continuity. This comes amid WARN notices for potential mass layoffs in the United States and a recent move in the United Kingdom to file for administration. The company has faced financial struggles since its separation from Vantiva. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.